Radio on the Go News.
With Radio on the Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Yesterday about 3:30 p.m., the Hampton Police Department, along with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, Iowa State Patrol, and the Sheffield Police Department, conducted several search warrants in reference to ongoing criminal activity, which includes thefts and forgery. The execution of the initial search warrants resulted in the application and approval of additional search warrants. In total, 5 search warrants were conducted in Hampton and 1 in Sheffield. A significant amount of illegal narcotics and cash were confiscated, along with drug paraphernalia and evidence in the ongoing criminal activity case. Several people were arrested, and more arrests and charges are expected in the coming days in connection to this operation. One person arrested, 53-year-old Britt Plagenkuhl of Hampton, for controlled substance violation concerning marijuana. Another controlled substance violation concerning methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for 2 counts of failing to affix a drug tax stamp. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 30-year-old Alex Deakey of Wellsburg, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation revocation from the original charge of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 69-year-old Dennis Bonin of Iowa Falls on 2 Hardin County warrants, one for failing to serve a 30-day jail sentence from the original charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee, the other for failing to appear for a probation revocation. Both are being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department Monday night along Highway 20 arrested 34-year-old Eric Evers of Alta for a drug paraphernalia controlled substance charge. He was also wanted on a Woodbury County warrant for an OWI. Evers was later released from the Hardin County Jail. The Iowa Department of Transportation is requesting public comment for a proposed bridge replacement on Iowa Highway 57 over a drainage ditch about 2.1 miles east of the East Junction with Iowa Highway 14 in Butler County. The proposed project involves replacing the existing steel deck girder bridge with a triple reinforced concrete box. Construction on the project is expected to begin in 2023. Through traffic on Highway 57 would be detoured using Highway 14 and Butler County Road C-55 and T-47. Comments must be received by August 13th to be considered. To make a comment, contact Pete Helmstead at the DOT office in Mason City, 641-423-7584. Yesterday, the Butler County Board of Supervisors approved a bid from Iowa Bridge and Culvert LC of Washington, Iowa, to install a twin box culvert as part of bridge work along County Road C-13 near Douglas Avenue or northeast of Ardale for $168,932. In other business, the Butler supervisors acknowledged receipt of a resolution from the North Butler Community School District ordering a special election concerning a proposed bond issue for September the 14th. This week, the Thornton City Council approved a bid for a new fire truck from Pierce Manufacturing Incorporated of Appleton, Wisconsin. The bid was for $370,000, and the new truck should be put into service sometime in 2022. In other business, the Thornton City Council approved a proposal by the Mission Thornton Group to conduct a fundraiser for new equipment that would be placed at the park. Mission Thornton is looking to install what is called a zip cruise that would be for children. The Clarksville City Council this week voted to not approve a legal service quote for preparation of one or more policy handbooks from Lynch Dallas PC of Cedar Rapids in the amount of $6,000. Now, in other business, the Clarksville City Council approved a citizen request for the use of the softball fields for a tournament on September 25th and 26th. Tomorrow, the NIAC Board of Directors will hold a special meeting and will consider the sale of $8,280,000 in dorm revenue refunding bonds and to consider the sale of $14,025,000 in dorm revenue refunding bonds. The NIAC Board of Directors special meeting is tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. and will be available to the public via Zoom. North Butler and Clarksville Superintendent Mark Olmsted officially began his duties last month, taking over for Joel Foster, who resigned following the 2020-21 school year. Olmsted recently served as the shared superintendent of the English Valleys and Iowa Valley school districts and tells Radio On The Go News the biggest challenge for school districts entering the upcoming school year is getting kids back in the classroom in a more normal setting.
I think one of the main priorities is just getting students and families back into that routine. Obviously, with the pandemic and some of the changes and challenges that school districts have faced over the last 2 years, I think it's a priority just to get students back into that learning routine and get them back in the classroom and to address any potential learning loss that students may have experienced over the last 24 months. But just getting students and families back into that routine where they feel comfortable and safe and can once again participate and have those wonderful opportunities that we offer in both districts.
Next month, members of the North Butler School District will vote on a proposed $19,305,000 bond issue.
We see this as a great opportunity to invest in our future. Many of the buildings here in both Green and Allison just need a little bit of TLC and just updating and refurbishing some of our classrooms. Many of our classrooms have not seen any attention for the last 25 to 30 years, so we see this as an opportunity just to do some of that repurposing and remodeling of our classrooms and updating our facilities. We do see it as an investment in the future. We know if we are not paying attention to our facilities and updating those facilities, they are falling further and further behind. And we know that families today are much more mobile. One of the first things they look at when they are looking at possibly relocating to a different community is the condition of the school facilities.
The election of the qualified electors of the North Butler Community School District will be Tuesday, September the 14th. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the public health coordinator for Greenbelt Home Care and Eldora, Rocky Rents, will provide an update on COVID-19 activity in Hardin County. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. And Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls has opened the Mercy One Hanson Family Hospital Medical Shop. Located in the hospital lobby across from Hamilton Specialty Clinic, the Durable Medical Equipment Store offers a wide variety of home medical equipment with the ability to order additional supplies based on needs. Trained staff are available during store hours to answer questions and provide measurements for the perfect equipment fit. The Mercy One Hanson Family Hospital Medical Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. And for more information, you can call 641-648-7099. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 84, and the low of 56. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.